Well, it's been a very difficult week for everyone at the club, but I think a 1-0 win is what everyone wanted, really.
Absolutely. Just, you know, everything that could be done today for Trevor was very important, and thankfully the boys had enough courage and guts to pull it off.
I think, talking about the football, first of all, the game is quite similar to last week, whereas we had a lot of pressure and went in 0-0 at half-time, but this time it went right.
Well, that's exactly what we said at half-time, you know. We've played very well, we've controlled the game, but it is still 0-0, and, you know, we can't be complacent. You've got to get out there and take it to them again second half and hopefully get the result that we deserve, because we definitely deserve to win, and that's the end of the story.
There were some complaints from the Kettering side about the goal from Stafford Brown. How did you see it from the bench?
I couldn't really see when he made the run. When he got the ball, it looked like he was offside, but I wouldn't have thought the first one that was disallowed was offside myself. So, you know, swings and roundabouts. And I think he should have had a definite penalty at the end of the game, which he didn't get.
Two players came back in today, Scott Steele and Matt Elverson at the back. How much of a difference did they make?
Well, it speaks for itself. Matt Elverson is totally committed to the club. A very good player. Max and him are a good partnership, and that's very important in central defence. Scott Steele is class. He always has been. He hasn't been fit to play since the Fulham game when he got a bad knock, and now he's back playing. I'm sure we'll start to score more goals, and he's the link between the front and the back, really.
And just finally, a few words for Trevor Jones. I know you were personally very close to him. What's your thoughts been this week?
Well, it's hard to come to terms with. I mean, I've not lost any family yet, thank God, and I'm sure it couldn't feel any worse than what I felt this week about Trevor. He's just a fantastic boy, and everybody that knows him knows what a larger-than-life character he was, and what he's done for me and the club in the last 18 months has been fantastic. All the young boys that played for him in the reserves from the academy all speak volumes about him, and he will be surely missed, you know, not just by Kingstonian players, but he's got loads and loads and loads of friends through football. He was a pro at Fulham and Wimbledon, and, you know, he is a character that will be greatly missed.